Last week on Utterly Absurd.
Cows, 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 cows.
The morons took over the planet, and the supreme ruler of the universe took over the rest of the world that was left over from the stupid morons.
Yes.
Only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 survived.
Seven.
Yes, I can count that high. 7 survived. 1 failed. Can't remember who. No, yes, I can. Who was it?
Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Listen to the episode if you want to know. Okay, just kidding. Yes.
That's a good part to do the cows part right after the last week.
So, Blackjack's laugh is really high pitched this week because he has split himself and changed one of him to be Skywisher. Hi, Sky.
Yes.
Hello.
This way he can be in America and in Korea so that he can clear his World of Warcraft account.
From this point forward, exactly. I am time travel Blackjack.
And the person who dropped is Skywish. But Skywish came back to fight another day. So, we're so nice happy to have her back to help us out with this episode.
I'm so excited to be here. Skywish.
The episodes are getting better. I like this one, especially from yours.
Shall we explain what's going on tonight?
Yes. Well, we'll Reed's gonna go first. We're gonna do our little like, we're gonna play our recordings like we always do because I love them. And
well, mine's set up a little bit differently this week, but
okay. I should also mention that people are using their tokens.
First
time they're spending.
Yeah.
Yes, we got our economy system.
money.
Oh, that's right. Cash it in, baby.
they're spending the Reed skips. Those are the ones that they were the popular ones. So Jenny Gurley,
and how do you feel about that, Blackjack?
I'm fine with them. I think people underestimate the power of 5 points for a Blackjack token.
That's true.
I don't know.
There were some decisions this week that two of us thought maybe could have been made smarter, that's their choice.
Strategize this a little better.
That's
but,
right.
If you think they're talking about you.
It's all about the strategery.
They probably are.
Say, Janie, Will, and Temporary Butterfly all skipped this round, so they automatically get to round 4.
And lose four tokens in the process. But they
had to pay 4 Reed tokens. I updated the main thread.
Just to make it complicated, Temp didn't have 4 reads, but she had
we don't need to get into that. That's temp. I did it. So we only have 4 people tonight, which is cool. 2 Reed and 2 Blackjack. That works out so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah-ish.
Perfect.
All right. Should I give a sense of
Yeah, Reed, since you're going first.
What it was all about.
Yep.
What it was all about. Okay, so it was a bit complicated, but this is basically how it went. All right, so after the next segment will the next segment there will be a break, and there will no longer be me and Blackjack in the Sky. Instead, this round is partially about impersonations, and so we will have our own impersonations running a celebrity cook-off. These Blackjack is way too tired to do his impersonation tonight.
I don't think even when I'm awake, I'm not impersonation.
So the basic concept of the celebrity cook-off is to be basically pretty wacky about this kind of stuff. They were given a whole format, which I'm really tempted to read because it was kind of fun to write. But I'll just give you the gist of it. They were given a bunch of freebies that they could use as far as ingredients. So this was the intro they were given. It says, welcome to Celebrity Cook-Off. We're so glad we were able to book you for this episode of the show. They had to be a celebrity or a cartoon. That's what they have to impersonate. We're trying to make our show the number one cooking show in the country. Since Emeril went off to the cable networks, we've gotten more and more of the national market share. This year's April Fool's special has to be the most spectacular one ever. We need more ratings. We want you to make it a show that they will never stop talking about I mean, isn't that what we pay you for? So we want you to teach us how to make your special cuisine dish. Walk us through it. Make it exciting. Unfortunately, the budget's limited, and probably because it costs so much to hire celebrities. That and the fact that we blew it all on the secret ingredient list we acquired.
Oh.
Ooh, yes. So, all right, so they had a few items to choose from. I gave them about 40 or 45 things, anything ranging from lettuce and cucumbers to matzo balls, painted Easter eggs, kumquats, Swedish fish, cayenne pepper, pickled eggs. I mean, there was a whole thing. They could have put Bailey's Irish cream in this thing, ground beef. They had a whole list to choose from. They could pick 5 things. If they wanted more than 5, they could, you know, pay for it with a token. And they had a super secret special ingredient list, which I will not divulge in case this round ever comes up again. But suffice it to say, I was nice and I let them pick. They picked a random number 1 to 15. These were bizarre, bizarre, bizarre things. And some of these bizarre things, I might add, I got for real on the internet, such as beaver ass. Yes, that is actually in some foods. Now I'm
people eat that?
Not, they don't even know they're eating it. It's just in the food.
So, oh my gosh.
Means that as they're cooking it, some beaver wiped his ass on the food.
Oh man. No, no. I hope everybody, I hope all 2 of them have beaver ass.
That sounds like something they should put on like the side of packaging that says warning, may contain beaver ass. You know, like
I will say one of the contestants, and I'm not gonna say who, because it could have been one of the 2 that decided to skip around. One of the contestants did have as one of their 3 choices beaver ass, and I was really hoping somebody would get that. But Google it. It's out there, it's real.
Oh my gosh. I'm almost scared to know what actually contains.
I don't even want to know either. I really don't want to know. Okay.
I don't want to know.
So, without further ado, should we let Honey Reed run the show?
All right. Go, Honey Reed. Take it away.
Okay, here we go to Celebrity Cook-Off.
Tonight on Celebrity Cook-Off, April showers may bring Mayflowers, but Honey Reed brings the celebrities. We have 2 teams competing tonight for the grand prize, a night in jail with Martha Stewart. Tonight, we have Team Speed Racer versus the ponies. Who will have more horsepower? You decide.
We're here at the April Fool's Special, and what better thing for an April Fool's than to have my new guest judges on this show. The first one, you know him, he's got split personality, he's been to the Battle of Mordor, or wherever the fuck that is. And let's welcome Gollum!
Yes, precious.
Look, I don't have to ring, so go away.
We want to be here.
And our other guest star, the one who guarded the ring while it was in the river, Black Fishy!
Oh yeah! He brought food! Yeah!
Oh my god, you guys, we've got a wonderful show today, and it doesn't even involve any magic! Whoa!
Magic! Yeah!
Well, it might involve some magic. Our first guest is going to be in this cook-off. Our first guest is going to be Team Speed Racer. Let's see what they've got.
Hi, Honey Reed. It's me, Speed Racer.
The Phony!
Let's get cooking.
Okay, Speed Racer, let's see what you've got under the hood. On your mark, get set, go!
Here I come, here comes Speed Racer, I'm a demon on wheels.
Ugh, what are we gonna do with that boy?
So, the competition's set to start then, eh, Pops?
Yes, Speed. I don't know why you decided to agree to this.
Well, I for one think it's great that Speed's finally getting in touch with his feminine side.
Yeah, whatever, Trixie. We're sticking with the original plan, right?
I can't believe you're just gonna hand out one of your mother's family recipes.
Oh, come on, Pops. It's not so bad. You make it sound like I'm handing away the designs to your next motor or something.
Hey! Don't think I forgot about that, you little twerp.
All right, jeez, Pops, lighten up a little. Oh! Is that who I think it is?
Yeah, it's him all right. Racer X.
Unbeknownst to Speed, this is actually his older brother, Rex Racer, who ran away after having a falling out with Pops due to crashing the Mach 1. The the first car the Pops ever built. In case you forget this, we'll be reminding you 20 times before the show's over.
What the hell just happened?
What, Rex? Did you hear that voice?
Oh, can it? It's been 50 years. We all know it's Rex already. Haha, so I see we meet again, Speed Racer. Haha.
Rex, there's something I've always wanted to ask you.
Haha, but I am Racer X, not Rex. Haha. Why would you confuse me for your older brother who's obviously run away due to incredible shame and will never ever return? Haha.
Why do you talk like that?
Yeah, I've been wondering about that one, too.
Oh? I've been found out. Ooh. Good luck, Speed Racer. Haha. You're going to need it. Haha.
Well, then. Let's just pretend that never happened. Oh, I think we're starting.
Remember, Speed, this isn't a race. Just stay cool, calm, and
Hey, everybody. I'm Speed Racer. And I'm here today to show you how to make an old family recipe, Yeti Milk Ice Cream! Yeti Milk Ice Cream!
Shut up and get mixing, you moron!
Right, so, first things first. Unless you're retarded like Chim Chim here, you know who I am, and you know that I love me some milk. But it's not just any milk that I drink, oh no. I drink only the finest imported Yeti milk, shipped in straight from the Swiss Alps. It's the milk of champions.
Get on with it!
So we all love our Yeti milk in the Racer.
Mafune!
In the Racer,
Mafune!
Family. And one of our favorite ways to enjoy it is as ice cream. Now, this is pretty simple, folks. All it takes is an ice cream maker. Some prime Yeti milk, a cup of sugar, half a cup of Canadian maple syrup, a handful or two of elderberries, half a cup of crushed sunflower seeds, and of course, a dash of cayenne pepper for a little kick.
Don't forget the booze!
Oh, yeah. If you're like Pops here and you want a little extra something, don't feel too shy to add a few ounces of Irish cream. Pop likes his Baileys.
Yeah, damn right I do.
So, just pop all that in the mixer, set it to blend for about half an hour, and chill it in your freezer for about, 3 hours. And you're guaranteed to have a-
Oh god, what is Dick Cheney doing with that calamari?
Yeah, I shall fuse my DNA with this squid beast and become a creature of Rilir, bound to the servitude of the Elder Gods, and ruler over you pathetic mortal.
Aha, Dick Cheney is molesting that calamari most meticulously, haha.
This is just like one of my Japanese animes!
Otacon, get back here! We need to finish the fox dye stew, goddammit!
Well, this is... awkward. Hey, Trixie, wanna go make out?
Normally I'd be inclined to stand you up because you're a stereotypical 1960s asshole that promotes predefined gender roles, but honestly, I'll do just about anything to get the hell away from here right now.
Aw, yeah. Here I come, here comes Speed Racer, haha!
Oh god, not you too!
Can I have some of your milk, Speed?
Yeah, sure, Spraddle, whatever.
Oh boy, Chim Chim!
He's off and flying as he guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead! Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go!
Oh my! That was exciting stuff. I feel really racy after that. What do you think, Gollum? You don't talk much, do you?
No, we don't.
Gollum, I think you might be a Yeti.
It was interesting.
But was it Trixie?
It was Trixie.
What about you, Blackfishy?
Go, Speed Racer! Yeah!
Absolutely. But, you know, before Gollum goes so crazy on me, I should let him have a real critique. So go for it, Gollum.
Let's see. We would have liked more craziness with it. It was funny, and... yes,
I don't know. You go.
Well, unless you're retarded. That was like one of my favorite lines right there. I love that line. What are you, Blackfishy? What did you think of this?
Ooh, Blackfishy critique?
Blackfishy critique away.
Oh, voice is good. Voice is good, yeah. Effects good, yeah. Yeah, crickets good, yeah, crickets. Yeti milk, yum.
What'd you think about Dick Cheney, huh?
Politician eat, yeah. Speed Racer voice, need more energy.
Yeah, this was really neat how you introduced Mr. Bill into this whole thing, too. I mean, just that high, oh, no, it's Mr. Bill. I'm sure that wasn't what you were going for, but that's what it made me think of. Actually, this was kind of crazy, don't you think?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Maybe you had like a little tipsy on the Irish cream and cayenne pepper. What a mix. That was insane. And I want to know, did you actually like get milk from the Yeti itself? Because that would be like, oh, my God, you'd be like better ass than the Honey Reed if you did that. So
you have to suck it.
How am I supposed to follow that? Okay. This is why this show gets ratings, people. Blackfishy, you're my kind of celebrity. Okay.
Thank you, honey.
In all fairness, I think this was really, really a lot of voices, and I think you put a lot of effort into this, and I think there was a lot going on, and I don't really know Speed Racer all that well, but I gotta say that there was some kind of little thing that the announcer guy kept saying. I don't remember what it was. It was like some do you guys remember what I'm talking about? It was always like,
aha.
And I could tell that was like such a Japanimation thing to do because like, I don't know what the fuck that was. So, you know, I figured that must be like some Japanimation, either that or you're retarded, but I don't think you're retarded. So it must be a Japanimation thing. And so that I give you some credit for doing. I think that maybe you put like a little bit too much intro in the beginning. I kind of was like, where's the cook-off? I was hungry. There was no food. There was just a lot of activity and I wanted to eat. And then it was Yeti milk, and I don't like Yetis. But that's okay, because you still did your job, and that was what we wanted from you. So go you. That was awesome.
Go you!
I like the cayenne pepper choice. That was really spicy. You had a lot of choices to do, and you could have picked a lot of things. Putting a little Bailey's cream in there for the alcoholics and a little pepper in there for the Blackfishy. You know,
Blackfishy like peppers!
That's what I'm talking about, people. You don't even want to know what Gollum would do with the black pepper. He'd probably like try and start up the whole Mordor thing again. I don't know. Anyway, so definitely had energy, and he definitely tried to give it a lot of acting skills. It wasn't quite as absurd as I wanted it to be, but I liked what you did with it, and you stayed somewhat consistent. I almost would have liked you to have actually mixed your Yeti's milk on the car or something like that. You know, make it funny. That would have been really great. But still, great job. Anybody else want...
Like a sexy car video.
That's right, Blackfishy. You tell him.
You rub that milk on the car.
How would you do it, Blackfishy?
I would go, ooh, milk! Milk on the car!
That's... That's how you make Speed Racer get milk, right? Who needs a blender when you've got a car? And oh, by the way, I just wanted to say that I love the ending. I love that whole bit about like, I really don't want to, but anything to get away from here. That was hysterical. That was freaking funny. Gollum, are you still talking to your mother?
I'm back.
Gollum, mama, man.
To the precious.
Is she your precious? Oh, yes. I'm gonna hurl. Okay.
Relax, yak milk. Yaks. Yeti milk is better than
the yak. Yeti milk from mama.
Very good.
Okay, before we get to the point where I can't breathe anymore, how about we see you at the other side of the competition and get a little pony action going on here?
Ponies.
Pony. No eating the ponies, Gollum.
I'll do my best.
Okay. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah!
Let's go. Hi, Honey Reed. This is Twilight Sparkle. Let's get cooking.
sounds magical. Can't wait to see what you pony up. Nah, I'm just horsing around. Nobody gets my jokes.
Dear Princess Celestia, tonight I'm going to be on Celebrity Cook-Off.
Twilight, we're live.
This is embarrassing. Hi, everypony. Tonight we're going to be making my special golden Twilightlicious sparkle cake. First we're going to start with the dry ingredients. If I can find the mixing bowl. Spike! Have you seen my mixing bowl?
It's over here, Twilight.
Oh, right. Thank you, Spike. Okay, we'll start with the dry ingredients. 8 cups flour. 8 cups sugar. 4 cups ash. Whoa! Spike!
Sorry.
Okay, I guess we'll have to skip the ashes. And finally, the gold dust! We're going to use 3 cups gold dust. Then we mix those together and move on to the other ingredients. Crack 3 eggs into a bowl. And where'd my whisk go? What about forks? Spike, can you see any forks?
Nope.
Ugh! Why is nothing going right? Okay then, we'll just, stick the egg in the blender then. And, okay. Moving on to the other ingredients. Add 6 cups vodka, and 8 cups oil, and now we add our egg, and mix well. Oh, great, I forgot I didn't have that whisk. Ugh! Mix with, wooden spoon. Make sure to get most of lumps out. Okay, this spoon's not looking too good. Okay, pour cake into pan and cook for about 20 to 40 minutes. I have a cake prepared. This one actually has all the ingredients. Spike?
What?
Let's try it. Ow, wow, 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 shit. I think I lost the toe. Someone get the duck. Ow.
And that was the ponies. I should have said that in the first one in Speed Races, his special super ingredient was Yeti milk, and his other ingredients were sugar, maple syrup, Bailey's Irish cream, elderberries, like his father probably smelled of them, crushed sunflower seeds, and cayenne pepper. And this time around, our ponies had to make their stuff with their Fab Five ingredients of vodka. I love it. That's fabulous. Ashes, eggs, graham crackers, and Twizzlers. You would think that that would make them crazy, especially when their super secret ingredient was gold dust. So we started with Gollum the last time, and he kind of freaks me out, so we're going to go with Blackfishy because she's kind of crazy.
Blackfishy first!
Blackfishy first, baby!
Yeah! Blackfishy first!
That's what I'm talking
Twilight!
About.
Hello, Twilight!
I don't think she can hear you, but you go for it anyway.
Okay. Forks! Don't you say farts! Ah! Did you, honey?
Oh, yes.
Yeah! Hey, Gollum!
Vault 32. Yes, my love.
Did you hear the pony crack the egg?
Oh, was she?
Ow!
The ponies have to be more careful with eggs.
Maybe she used her butt magic. You know, they got those butt markings, you know.
Booty, booty, everywhere! Ah! Yeah!
Now I'm imagining the pony sitting on the egg, and that's just not going to work, is it?
Well, ponies need more energy. That's what Blackfishy said.
Blackfishy's the queen of energy.
Yeah.
Green! I'm a man!
Yes, of course. Sorry, Blackfish. I said king, didn't I? Moving on.
Silly slip, honey. Silly slip.
That's right, Blackfish. You got anything else to add to this?
I like ponies for dinner.
Blackfishy, it is always a pleasure to have you. You like the honey badger. Just eat whatever the hell comes in front of you. So that's great. Gollum, you have anything? Gollum, you have anything you want to add to this?
Yes. Relax the pony voices. There was a lot of different voices, and we appreciate that. But Ash doesn't taste very good.
Mm-mm.
It's filthy. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Filthy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Filthy.
Maybe it's like the ash of Mordor.
That doesn't taste very good either.
Gollum knows!
Yeah.
Yes, we does.
But that's why she has the vodka, because then you don't taste the ashes.
Mm-hmm. It is more craziness. We would have want that. More crazy. That's all for me.
Well, that's just fabulous. Okay, so I'm just going to say that you had like a golden opportunity here. No pun intended, because it's gold dust, right? Ha ha. So, yeah. Ha ha. Thank you, Blackfishy. You're awesome. Okay, so you you had this golden opportunity here. You have vodka and Twizzlers, and you could have been like crazy. You know, next time I'm thinking maybe you should sample your food while you're eating it, and then the thing will get freaking funny because you'll be so drunk off your ass trying to make your Twizzler-induced ash vodka egg stuff that it'll make it go berserko, and it'll be really, really outstanding energy stuff. I do have to say that the energy level has picked up some over the weeks, and you've been doing a better job with that. This was definitely kind of in the middle for me as far as energy. I like how you did the multiple voices, and I think I have a critique for both you and for Team Speed Racer. I think both of you probably would have been served a little bit better by utilizing more of the multi-track. I think there were so many voices in the previous one, he probably did to some degree. But there were times in both of your things where I heard each of you guys kind of switch your voices right there on the same track. And I think that kind of detracts from it. I mean, you've got the technology. You might as well be a badass and just do it, you know? That gives you a better kind of sense of two different people because you can kind of hear the transitions of the voices. Not that I necessarily fault you because, you know, you're doing the voice acting here, but it just would come better. It would just come across better if you did that. My absolute favorite part of this, although you did it with really slow version of it, and I would have liked a little bit faster to keep the energy up, I love the fact that your ponies counted everything. I thought that was hysterical, you know, listening to the hooves, one, two, and I was like, oh my God, there's eight of another thing, they're going to count eight again. But, you know, that could have been a little bit faster, but I love the concept that you did that because, you know, horses, the fact that they can talk, they shouldn't have to stomp their hooves, but if that's what they got to do, that's what they got to do, you know?
At least they have hooves.
That's true. You have fin.
I don't even have any hooves.
Oh.
I flop.
That's what makes you a badass fish.
Oh, yeah. Drop it like it's hot.
All right. Well, I love that you went for it, and I love that you tried it, and I would love to see more energy in the coming weeks. And I love all the sound effects that you did for it. That was great. So great job, you. Okay.
Goodbye, Twilight. Goodbye, Spike.
Good night, John boy. So Gollum's going a little nutso here on the side, and he's talking to himself again, which is kind of disturbing to the rest of us. So we're going to end the show part, our part there, and we'll give it back to the other three who were running the show before. Not like we can even remember their names or anything like that. So we'll go from there. But you guys, it was really fun to do this show with you. So,
oh, yeah!
Yes. And next time on Celebrity Cook-Off, we're going to see what happens when you cook the Scorpion King. Tune in then.
Yeah, welcome everybody to my round.
My round.
Yeah, I'm joined with my parrot Polly.
Polly, what a cracker.
Yes. and first mate Skywish here.
Today's show brought to you by the letter R.
Yes, yes. So, for those who might be a little confused about what's going on here, we are going to be listening to a trial. There shall be a British accent, like how they speak in Harry Potter.
Yes, Harry Potter's a fool.
like Harry Potter, and that accent person will be the judge. And then we will have a pirate's voice, so at least two voices. They can do more than that, but just two at least. So,
Rap, can I tell a pirate joke?
Go ahead, tell your joke.
What's a pirate's favorite clothing?
Hey, I give up. What's his
Argyle sweater?
We love a good pirate joke.
Rap, what's a pirate's favorite thing to sit in?
Last joke. What's his?
A boat.
Armchair.
That one wasn't as good as the first.
I got more.
No.
What's a pirate's favorite flavor?
Ice cream.
What's a pirate's favorite flavor of ice cream?
Something with the letter R.
No. Vanilla. Sorry.
Okay, I'm stopping you there. First up is going to be Genesis. Let's go.
Rap, but first, this intro.
Oh, there you are. Glad you've decided to choose Myron this week. Savvy, if you haven't guessed already, we be putting together a little something with a pirate theme. But there's a twist.
Guards, arrest these men!
Get your stinking cuffs off me!
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. The both of you will stand trial for aiding and abetting the prostitution of dolphins, urinating in the king's courtyard in the presence of our Lord God, and failing to release the Let It Be Written finale on time.
You see, this is where you come in. When we get to the courtroom, you're gonna have to make up your very own pirate voice. Savvy?
It can be any type of pirate voice you want. And when we get there, you also must make a British voice for the judge.
Oh yes, can't forget about him. So when you have your voices picked out, the object or goal for this week is to display a mini trial. Please feel free to make up your own wacky crimes.
Like prostituting dolphins, that I've never heard of that one before.
Do not forget, keep your submissions under 5 minutes, and as always, take the risk. Have some fun.
Court is now in session. I am Judge Justin Doolittle. We are gathered here to witness the trial of a Captain, Frere Jacques, of the good ship Lollipop. Over the course of the last few days, he is charged with the crimes of breaking and entering, theft, murder, and trespassing. Mr. Ars, how do you plead?
What am I doing here again? What do I do? What the fuck?
Sir, watch your language. We're in a courtroom.
The bailiff's a bloody gorilla!
So?
It's a bloody monkey!
No, it's a gorilla. There's a big difference, and don't insult him like that. They're far more intelligent than what we make them out to be. Sir, you are charged with quite a few crimes.
I don't do no crimes!
You're a pirate. That's enough.
What'd you do with me, Lollipop?
Confiscated.
You suck it.
Overruled.
I ain't a bloody motherfucker, ain't
it? Sir, what are you chatting about over there?
I wasn't chatting.
I just saw you chatting.
I wasn't chatting.
With the person behind you in the seats, I saw you chatting.
I wasn't chatting. You, was I chatting?
I didn't see you chatting.
See, I wasn't chatting.
You were conspicuously chatting. Bailiff, you saw him chatting. See, you were chatting.
Well, better be chatting than chatting.
So you were chatting.
I don't be chatting.
Well, shut up then. Now, before we waste any more time, let's start from the top, shall we? You are charged with, number one, breaking into an animal shelter and then abducting 3 kittens on a Sunday too. Explain yourself.
Yeah, well, a lot, pussy.
Sir, language, and please be relevant.
I am being relevant.
I hardly think your sexual taste qualifies as having anything to do with this crime.
Sexual taste? You're a fucking sicko. I never do that to those three little pussies. Look here, me pocket.
What?
Ain't it cute?
Will you please
I'm
stop?
I'm sure you like a nice puss once in a while, don't you, Honor?
Sir, I don't...
This one, you named him Chocolate, and that's his brother,
sir.
Vanilla, and the third one, Strawberry.
What?
You get it? Chocolate, Vanilla, and Strawberry. In honor of me getting them on a Sunday!
Sir.
I had lamb chop for dinner, sue me. Well, I don't see what I did wrong, Your Honor. I paid for what I got.
How did you ever... Never mind, there's still the matter of breaking and entering.
Well, I entered, yes, but I didn't break.
The window was broken.
I didn't do it.
Who then?
The fuck should I know? Maybe one of me shipmates.
Sir, language. Anyway, on to the next case.
Well, wait, what about this one? Sure.
Merely trespass then. You'll be fined. How about that?
Whatever.
Next case. Eyewitnesses saw you standing over the body of a prostitute who called herself Lassie. Needless to say, she didn't come home.
She was
lying on the ground, and you stood over her looking absolutely stupefied. How do you explain this one?
Well, a lot, pussy.
Sir, please, enough nonsense.
I didn't kill that wench of a wench.
She was lying in a puddle of blood.
You sure she weren't just on the rack?
Around her head.
Well, blimey, I just discovered her. We're old friends.
So, you say you had no part in her death?
Absolutely not.
Chocolate, is this true? Oh, I see. You were with him, so I'll take your word. What are you looking at me like that for?
You can talk to cats.
Well, I'm not called Judge Doolittle for nothing. Animals can gather very interesting intel if you know how to get to them.
What a strange man.
By the way, Chocolate wants you to brush your teeth. He says it smells like dead bird and cow pie.
Cow pie? Yeah, that's just rude.
Which brings me to charge number 3. You drunkenly stumbled into a cow pasture, let the cows loose, and spent the night there.
Why are the cows gone?
You tell me. You owe Farmer Bill a lot of money and trouble.
No, I don't.
What?
Now I remember what happened to those cows.
What?
Burley! No!
Doi, oi, sir!
What the hell? How did you... See you later, Judge. Me and me crew gonna get me shit back and then get moving.
You're not funny. Someone, anyone, stop them.
God, we need to up the security around here.
Go!
That was Genesis, yes.
Genesis.
Very, very creative lad, that lad. Lol.
Fell off my perch.
Boy, he is.
Very entertaining.
Very, yes, very. He, that Genesis. I love his, Judge Doolittle. He speaks to the gorilla.
Rap, sounds like Japanese.
and the cat.
I love any good man that be setting the cows free.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking cows. Yes. Bonus point.
Oh yes, the cows. I like that part a lot. And the chatting too. The chatting was very, very good. I liked how much fun that Genesis had with this one. It was very fun for me to listen to as well.
Ah yes.
Yes.
Ruffle my feathers.
This is very, ruffle, very ruffle. Good, very good choices here, Genesis. I appreciate them a lot for that. Polly, what do you want to say? Do you have a good joke for him?
Fucking awesome. Ah!
What?
Learn that from you, Dad. Ah! Okay.
Hey, I watch your mouth.
Sorry. Ah!
There'd be a lady.
Oh,
person.
God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, well, what about you, first base?
I got more. Please don't punish me. Okay. Japanese
person. No crackers for you.
British person. British judge sounded kind of Japanese at first. Halfway through, got back into British. Otherwise, really good. I'm pirate, so I prefer the pirate much. Pirate was great. Judge definitely got better. Love the innuendos, especially the pussies. That was funny. And the pirate was awesome. And the cows were awesome. Love the mixing. Love the music. Loved everything. Except the Japanese.
And Skywish, what do you think?
Oh, God.
This pirate matey of mine and his gorilla bucko were very entertaining. I enjoyed his conversational skills with the judge. And I have sailed on that good ship Lollipop before.
Suck it.
It was very fun.
Suck it.
And the cooing noises were adorable. And
you suck it.
And I don't think he killed Lassie. I think my friend is innocent.
Yes. He'd be too nice of a guy to do that.
The man be a gent.
Rap, sample.
A gent.
A true gent.
Well, let's move on to the last pirate and judge of the night. It's going to be Russ.
Russell.
Russ, take Russell. It away.
Russ.
Russell.
So, prisoner, Robert Tench.
Greenbeard.
I beg your pardon?
They call me Greenbeard.
Oh, you don't even have a beard. And who ever heard of a green one?
Ah, now that's an amusing story, your lordship. And I'd like to tell it to you.
Not necessary. Now,
well, we just got done looting this ship. And one of the crew got frisky at the wrong time.
I don't think we...
I'm really a generous man, you know. Didn't kill any of those that dropped their weapons. Some of the last to leave. And one of them be throwing a barrel to me head. Just as I was swinging back to my ship.
And sadly, he missed.
Well, they knocked me off my rope. And I fell between the ships, landed on a bunch of kelp. Do you know what kelp is, Your Honor?
Seaweed, I presume.
Aye, so it be. A round of applause for the judge here. Huh, well, I come up with it draped all over my chin, and they've called me Greenbeard ever since.
I see. Now, Mr. Tench.
Greenbeard.
Now, Mr. Greenbeard.
Captain Greenbeard.
Judging from the length of this list of charges against you, I don't expect anyone will care much shortly what you care to call yourself. Let's see. On June 20th of last year, you came ashore and stole a piano from Governor Rigby's mansion.
He gets barred out at sea. Waiting for ships to come by. And the boys and me, we figured a little music would brighten our nights.
You know, most sailors get by with pipes.
Not Captain Greenbeard.
I see. On July 12th, you stopped the HMS Garter and stole its entire cargo of pineapples, taking nothing else.
Hey, your lordship, you've no idea what it's like eating seed biscuit all the time. So we come aboard and... I didn't have prunes, if you get my meaning.
And that helped?
Well, we learned something very important.
Yes?
Dosage matters.
Let's just move...
Unfortunately, that's what we did.
On August the 3rd, you did accost the freighter Codwaller, killed her captain and mate, stole her cargo and guns, now we're getting somewhere, and after you abandoned the survivors on a disabled ship, you and your men... dropped your trousers and showed them your bare buttocks... What's that all about?
Ah, well, let me demonstrate.
No, stop him!
Your lordship did ask.
Sir, please show respect to this courtroom.
I'll show it all the respect it deserves.
See that you... In late September, they don't even seem to have recorded the date. You... Oh, please. You forced the entire crew of one of His Majesty's schooners, name not recorded for obvious reasons... to skinny dip off the coast of Scotland in full view of the Sisters of St. Mary the Chaste. I give up. I'm going on vacation. My mother wanted me to be a doctor, but no, I had to become a lawyer. I'll retire. That's what I'll do. Can we have the next prisoner, please?
All right, there's Rusty with his...
Russell the Golden.
R is for Russ.
Russell the Golden. Okay, Polly, what did you think about?
This judge was win. And I'm a parrot. I like how he made the pirate not so stereotypical. Made him a Scottish pirate. Scottish-Irish pirate. Not really sure exactly where he's from. Seemed to switch a little bit around. Luck of the pirates. Would have liked to have had split the tracks a bit. Make the judge on the left. And a pirate on the right. As it was, the voices got confusing. I love the lines about the piano and the prunes. Dosage matters. This voice is fucking hard to keep going with.
Okay, let's first mate. Why don't you relieve Polly? He's talking too much.
Oh, God. A little lower.
Arg. Greenbeard. Me father be Redbeard. So I feel like I knows ya. And it was quite the honor to listen. I think your judge man sounded like Cogsworth from The Beauty and the Beast.
Fucking awesome.
It was very uncanny and I liked it. Cogsworth and Greenbird equals a very classy job indeed.
Yes.
My father was Purplebeard.
I appreciated this one a lot, how you represented not just the pirates who sound like me, but the pirates from all over the world. It's they need some representing too. This was a good choice. It took me a while to figure out that it was a pirate, because I just haven't heard of my brothers over there for so while. But this was very, very good. Good job with the right team. I liked it a lot. That's my critique. Oh, it's saying good job.
Very golden, Russell.
Suck it. Cows.
Okay, let's without further ado, let's end the pirates and get on to the results.
Whatever you say.
And we're back with the results.
Yes.
The second part of the show.
We are normal Blackjack and normal Reed.
Because this is the sad part of the show and the happy part.
I know.
Because we get to give people tokens, but the sad part.
Yes.
Because you're all awesome, and that means we have to cut somebody. We've kind of skimmed that issue for a couple of weeks here. Everybody's been doing it for us, but...
Yeah, we're going to have a cut tonight, which tenses things up. Four people used their tokens, or three people used their tokens, so we had three, passes, skips. So then it's just you four, and we had to, compare you guys.
This is what happens when people use their tokens, guys.
Yeah, I know.
You all forgot about your blackjack tokens.
Yeah, I'm really glad people are spending their tokens. I'm not so glad that people aren't spending their tokens, because if they would have spent their tokens, or then it would have it would have really shown. Unused tokens, if you don't get dropped and if you do get cut, you will be getting VH dollars at the end of the show, $5,000 per token. You don't have used.
By the way, buyer beware. For all that there was stratification with these scores, had certain people chosen to use blackjack tokens in certain ways,
this would have gone down
very, very differently.
Yeah, very differently. Well, let me look at the scores right now. Okay. If you would have used, if any of, the bottom people would have used two blackjack tokens to give them only plus 10, they would be above 50. They'd be, they'd be fine.
Yeah.
Insane. That's how close, because I think the lowest score we've ever given is a 38. And if you add 10 to that, that's a 48. And a 48 is high. 48 out of 60.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So, I want to save first. Okay.
Yeah. Go for it.
But then that means I have to cut. Oh, well. Okay.
But you get to say the winner. So
Okay. So the winner Oh, wow. The winner for this, I didn't realize, the winner for this is Genesis.
Ba-bum, you hog.
For the, every single round, hog. JC has won. Can he be stopped?
He's now a turkey. That's three strikes in a row.
You chat and read? Yeah, no, he's going to get, he's getting tokens really fast. I think Genesis is going to blow someone out of the water pretty soon.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
But honestly, Genesis, I mean, for all it's worth, like, that was so freaking awesome. I really just, I love Monty Python, and that felt very Monty Python. It was just great. It was really just great.
He's deserving this, so.
You know what? I'm almost tempted to say, can we put that on, to put that on his singles, because that was just so funny. It was so funny.
It was good. It
really was good.
Reed, who's second to be safe?
The second one to be safe is, oh, I get my own drum roll. Russ! Was very funny. I really liked yours too, Russ. It was good. The Blackbeard voice was a little weird. Greenbeard voice was a little weird. And now that I'm speaking my normal voice, I'll clarify that because it was hard to say this in my poly voice. But split your tracks to the sides a little bit. I know you're a mixer, so you can do this. But you know, split
not tracks all the way, but just a little.
Not, yeah, just enough so that they differentiate a little easier. But I think it's because you were kind of with Passover and all that. You were rushing, so I totally get it. We'll get to Passover in a second because that's important.
The third person.
And this unfortunately means.
This is the bottom two.
And it's only because there's only a small number of you who actually got to submit this week. That's how this game is so different because it affects that. So. It comes down to Jinxers or Cage Crazy. Both of whom are really good.
Yes.
Glad I'm not the one who's saying this.
I know. I don't want to cut. Oh, are we gonna do that?
You're killing them.
Like, no. I'm asking you. Are we gonna do that like nice courtesy thing where, because you know how Sky was with us tonight?
Yeah, I think we'll make that a courtesy option.
So whoever gets cut, if you guys want to like guest judge with us and have a fun time, because this show's really fun to record. That's why I love it. Then you have the option to do that the week after you get cut. That'd be cool. Okay, so we record Tuesday.
Skywish was an awesome guest judge, but we really shouldn't delay them. They're like sitting there biting their nails.
Okay. So between, who was it? Jinxers and Cage Crazy. You want me to say who's safe or who's cut?
God, you're like tormenting them. Just say who's safe.
I'm serious. Okay, the person who is safe going on to round four is Jinxers.
Yay, Cage. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know you really worked on this too.
So much too. Because we've done.
By the way, this was.
I've been like getting to know. Like, I wanted to get to know her on the new appreciation day. And like, I still have. Like, we've like been talking and become friends. And I gave her Book of Mormon. And we like did a collab and everything. And she's been great on the show.
And you don't have to leave.
This is her first competition.
We decided earlier on you don't have to leave the chat just because you're. You know, not in the show.
Yeah.
You could stay in the chat. Hang out with us.
But thank you so much. I think this is your first VH competition, and that's, like, so, like, I feel honored that, you know, you did Utterly Absurd for your first competition, because she's been, like, lurking on the site forever.
That's true.
Thank you for that. I keep on doing stuff, because you'll get better.
But you
everyone
know,
gets
better. I've heard her sing in the singing competition. I heard her on Popstar last night. So I think she's going to be doing a lot more stuff. She's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So thank you. Okay. Congrats, Jinxers, on making it. You guys need to use your tokens. You guys, everyone here is going to be a way above everyone who used their skips, particularly because when they skipped around, they don't. Remember, you guys get two scenario tokens for turning in a submissions. You guys are going to be like in a good lead. Until you guys start spending your tokens, then you'll be tied with everyone.
Right.
Okay, so also I should also note that Russ and Genesis both got above 50, so they get that extra above 50 token.
Right.
So.
Right.
And
that means Shane also and Shane got an extra blackjack token.
And Shane got it. Oh, yes, Shane gets an extra blackjack token because he was last while being safe. So, congrats. All three of you guys get an extra token. So, wow, it really worked out. Like, they got this, like, a nice token hoard.
They did.
People just,
so, can I talk about next week?
Oh, Yeah, really quick though, tokens do have diminishing returns, meaning if you guys are just like stockpiling them or don't use them, the prices will go up after round 5. So next round is round 4. So, okay, yes. What do you want to say?
Russ is gonna like this, and this is partly. My sister and her family are gonna be in from Canada next week, which makes it kind of awkward to do a recording for next week. So you guys actually have, 2 weeks for this next competition. We still have some details to work out because this next competition is actually going to be a paired competition. You will be paired with one of the other contestants, and one of you will be. I'm not gonna give details because we're still hashing out some stuff. Including like what the challenges and the tasks and things along that line, you will get emails. Blackjack's got to go to work tonight, but in my morning, his night, we'll get this hammered out, and you guys will have the details. But you have 2 weeks until the next competition airing date to have this done, and don't wait till last minute. You know who you are. I'm not gonna say that. Did I do that justice, Blackjack? Or
I know. Yeah, that was good.
No, so I meant like as far as explaining it.
Yeah. Cool. We'll send emails, but you're gonna have 2 weeks and you're gonna be teamed. That's the two things that they want to take away from this. So, I have work.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening.
And thank you, Sky. You can talk. Thank you, Sky. If you can. Sky was an awesome guest judge.
There she is.
I'm here. So fun in the shadows.
It was so fun to have you as a guest.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun. If you ever, like, if one of those people don't show up, just hit me up.
Awesome.
Okay. And so let's let the cows take us out.
Cows, guys, take us out.